Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Lady Gang. I'm Becca with Kelty.
What was my name that they called me?
Khalid Knight.
Oh my God. Someone on Podcast One, not to call them out, but like girl.
Who?
It was a different podcast. And you know how sometimes we promote other podcasts in the network?
Yeah.
And she was doing an ad and she was like, hey, you should check out the podcast I love, Lady Gang.
She
and it was like hosted by Becca Tobin, Jack Vanek, and Khalid Knight.
That's kind of
and
a
I was
cool
like,
name.
It is kind of good.
You've never listened to this show.
You should liar.
Know who I am.
She's a liar.
Liar.
Okay. Can we have a quote, please?
Yes, you sure can. Thank you so much for asking. This is also a Meryl Streep quote because there were two and I couldn't decide which one to get. So there's like Meryl after Meryl or Meryl around.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Put blinders onto those things that conspire to hold you back, especially the messages in your own head.
I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't listening to that. Can you say it again?
One more time for the cheap seats in the back.
Put blinders onto those things that conspire to hold you back, especially the messages in your own head. Put blinders on to your nastiness.
But I can't put blinders on to things I hear.
You can't put blinders on to your own brain.
Yes, you can. You have to teach yourself. No, I know this because after my accident, every time I drive, I see the accident again and again, and I constantly think I'm going to get in the accident, and then I go down like a deep dive hole, and I'm like, nope, pull yourself out of there, not thinking these thoughts right now, pull it
up. Not today, Satan.
Blinders on, Satan brain.
I actually did the same thing. I used to have the worst anxiety once my head would hit the pillow to go to bed. Like, I'd start worrying about every, like, money and relationships and, like, I'm going to die one day. Like, every single worry would come to my head. This is before I started smoking weed, too.
I'm going to die.
I had to teach myself the same thing. Yeah. I had to, like, literally train my brain to
shut off. What you're saying is this quote is amazing.
It's better than I thought it was when I wasn't listening to it.
It'll do.
Okay. What are you grateful for, girls?
If I had blinders on, though, I wouldn't do anything.
You just nap.
You just think you're so great. You're like, I don't need to do shit.
No, because the only reason the only thing that drives me is like,
Shit,
I got to do that.
You got to keep up.
Look at that person crushing life. I should do that. Otherwise, I would live in, like, a shack on the beach.
Shocking to everyone in Lady Game Land, Becca still hates the inspirational quote.
See, I always end up coming around to them,
I
feel like.
A contrarian?
Yeah.
You do?
Kind of.
What does that mean?
I think I'm... I know what it
means. Okay, never mind
I mean, are you, like, always, like, kind of go, like, against the grain of, like, what somebody
says? I like
to
play devil's advocate. Yeah. I like to see
both
sides.
No, I think you do. I think you are.
But I think a contrarian is more somebody that's, like... Just for the sake of being opposite.
Yeah.
Like,
I hate people like that.
Yeah, yeah. People that are like, oh my God, I hated Hamilton.
I'm
like, you didn't. You just don't want to admit that you like it because everybody else did.
I dated a guy like that. It was so annoying.
People suck.
Because I love basic things that everybody loves because...
There's a reason everybody loves it.
Yeah.
It's usually good.
Yeah. Uggs are comfortable.
Uggs are great.
The population speaks.
They do.
It's true.
Froyo's f***ing great.
Froyo's delicious.
All right.
Are we doing gratitude?
Yeah, I just asked you guys.
Oh. I'm grateful for Thinks underwear because sometimes you get your period a week early in the middle of the night and sometimes you don't have a tampon.
Yep.
And thank God for my Thinks underwear. Not an ad. But
Mad.
They're great.
Hashtag not sponsored.
But like, please sponsor us. No, I love them.
Stock
the
up on. Oh, that makes me. That reminds me. I really have to get toothpaste after this.
Oh my God,
wow.
Yeah,
I'm so inspired.
I was gonna say, stock up on tampons. Do you only buy enough for like your
a week?
No, I usually do. But then you know you run out and then you're off your period and you don't think about buying tampons when you're not bleeding.
I guess you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. I steal so many tampons. It's like my jam.
So where my tampons in my office went.
I've never stolen them from here.
Okay.
It's just my new thing because I'm really annoyed that I have to start buying them again.
Yeah. It's like a smoker that like isn't really a smoker. You'll only like have somebody else's.
That's exactly. We were on location in Canada and shooting in this like weird country club situation. And I was like, this place is luxe. Look at that box of tampons. I'll take 7.
Thank you.
Better than buying them.
I'm not grateful.
Okay. Kelty?
I am grateful for apps.
For apps? Abs? Like appetizers?
Apps on your phone.
You guys, we get to live.
We really went to two completely different things. That was not what you were saying.
Jack's like,
what a time to
curly fries.
I was like, ooh, apps and drinks? Me too.
No, sometimes I think about the sad days. Like last week I was trying to deposit a check and I couldn't deposit online because the app was down. And I was like, oh, like I have to go to the bank. Like, how easy is it to be like, here's my investments, click, here's my bank, click, here's where my Nordstrom order is, click, here's where my last photo was a year ago, click,
it is very
here's
nice.
My, you
no,
know
it
what
is
I mean?
It's kind of crazy.
Like, oh, I need to know what my, I need to know when my next flight is. App, app, app. Like, I can't wait till we you make the Lady Gang app.
You don't have to talk to anybody, which is great, or
it's
interact
insane.
With another human whatsoever for
it's
anything
amazing.
In life anymore.
It's amazing. Yeah. Apps are amazing. I love apps. I love technology, and I especially love my good apps.
And an appetizer.
And a nice blooming
and
onion.
And abdominals.
Abdominals. Okay, are you going to be grateful or are you not?
No.
I'm grateful. I forgot. I think I just had a stroke.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Cool. Great one.
Oh, I know what I'm grateful for.
Okay.
It's been months of some skin issues, and I'm out of the woods. And I haven't had a pimple in a while.
Because you're retin-A?
From a combination of many things.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So your detox phase is over.
Yeah.
Detox is over.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Thank God you didn't have zits on your movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't have really cared.
They can cover that up later, but... You can't be the romantic lead and have a zit, Jennifer Aniston.
What it's happens true. When they do?
Sometimes they pay.
Makeup or they'll pay to like,
fix it. Like Facetune it later.
Like on camera.
Oh, wow.
Most.
Like Photoshop it out? Holy
yeah.
Digital. It's really
that sounds expensive.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Sometimes, well, most music videos, Facetune. So it's like the Mariah Carey's, Christina Aguilera's,
oh,
like
yeah,
shares
yeah, yeah.
of the world. They all like
oh,
make themselves
sure.
taller and stuff. Okay. When we come back, we're going to go. Inside your box, nope. Becca.
Why me?
That's not it.
Don't shake it too hard. What's in the Lady Gang box?
What's in the box?
Okay.
We're in the box.
Get in the box. Get at me, box.
You ready?
Yeah, better be
Becca's
good.
Going first. I put some new ones in there.
Oh.
Biggies. I circled the one I want you to ask.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. What do you feel more often, gratitude?
Oh, my God. What?
Or envy? What are you most grateful for?
Wait, no.
Well,
okay.
This sucks.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Next
Why
one.
Did I do that?
Well, I'll say I feel – I think I
– I feel
neither.
Envy more.
I feel very
– I feel like it's hard to not feel envy
neutral.
In this day and age.
Great job, everyone.
Envy is
Pick
the
a new one,
thief
Becca.
Of joy.
Thank you, Meryl Streep.
Are these all new questions?
No, there's old ones, too.
Okay, if you had a tattoo, if you had to tattoo your arm with a message to yourself, what would you write? I already have tattoos on my arm.
Great. What are they?
But they're not really messages to myself.
But if I have you had to.
If I had to give a message to myself.
On a tattoo that you had to look at every day.
Work, bitch.
You better work. Oh, my God. Do you guys follow Britney Spears on Instagram?
She's amazing.
Duh.
She's
amazing.
I can't get over her catwalks that she does.
I love
and
her.
Also that she poses for pictures just standing up straight like a log.
Yeah.
Like a log. With her
you
arm.
Could really teach her a thing or two about Instagram.
God,
posing.
You could. Oh my God. Just, we need to do that on the TV show.
Me teaching
Brittany
her how to Instagram pose?
Fashion.
Let's do it.
Please,
oh my God.
God.
So funny. I went down a K-hole on her Instagram the other night because I'm like.
It's so good.
You're like the best performer of our generation and you stand for a picture like the most rigid. Like
a cheerleader.
Yeah. She's like. I love it.
I love it.
I love so, that hot boyfriend of hers together. It's what, just
he almost has a million followers on Instagram,
he's
too.
He's hot.
He should. He's Britney Spears' boyfriend.
I know, but yeah. It's just, who is he?
She's a slave for him.
I think he...
Is he an actor?
Ooh.
I think he's a trainer.
He's a personal trainer slash model. They met on the... He was a love interest in the Slumber Party video.
Oh.
I don't know why I know that.
I
know
either.
So many useless information
That's
things.
So weird. Yeah. What tattoo would you get on your body?
This too shall pass.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, I won't get
Original.
That, but like that's what. Okay, Haterade, have a sip. That's what I
George
need.
George Harrison
on my arm.
Is a classic.
That's what I need. What, that's what it is?
Yes.
Oh.
What
this Two Shall Pass is George Harrison lyric?
It was an album.
It
What?
It's also before that, like
okay.
a pretty like.
Shakespearean, like This Two Shall Pass.
Well.
Anyway, because I always get like really in the moment and I'm like, ah! but like the truth is in 10 years, I'm not going to care about you bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to be in Costa Rica with my baby goats and little Callie's going to be eating squirrels and I'm not going to have to pay for dog food and it's going to be amazing.
There you go.
I would actually tell myself to be in the moment more.
Oh.
Because I can't.
But is that like a tattoo you want on yourself?
Be in the moment?
I'd actually have on my arm.
Yeah, I don't know.
I always wanted to get.
Carpe diem.
Carpe diem. You know what I was actually thinking about is how Joe Jonas has YOLO on his finger.
Yeah.
Like, does that get old?
It's already old, I would think.
But I feel like it might have a resurgence now. So
I love Priyanka and Nick together.
No!
Wait, what?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
How old is she?
35.
How old is he?
25.
I love it.
Holy shit.
I love it. I don't know why. I love it.
I hate
it. It's probably odd. Like a tigress in the bedroom.
Yeah.
He's probably like a little like.
I feel like he's probably like pretty good in
he's probably good in bed.
No, he's shorter than her. He's, in my opinion, she is dating down at the moment.
Well, I disagree.
I just think it's weird.
She's Miss India. She's Miss World.
He dated Miss Universe Olivia Culpo.
Nick Jonas is like an
exactly.
A-list.
Was she dating down?
She was dating up. He was more famous. Priyanka's more famous.
Priyanka.
I don't think she's more famous than Nick Jonas.
Nick, no way.
As like a household name, everybody knows who Nick Jonas
Compare
is.
Compare their bank accounts, okay?
Yeah.
He's like, could literally buy her and sell her 45 times.
He's more famous than
he's a mogul at this point.
She just seems like such a woman, and he seems like such a little pipsqueak in a sneaker.
I actually think that if I had to be single again, which please God don't make me, I would date like a 20-year-old. I'm into this.
I have recently had some things with some younger men.
And it's exciting, right?
It's not the worst.
Yeah.
Because
it's like things.
Like I kind of fell in love with my skydive instructor in Hawaii who's 25.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's fun because you're not – number one, there are some guys that are 25 that are way
Mahalo.
More put together than somebody that's 40.
I don't want him put together. I want him to be a big f***ing mess and just hot.
I want him
to
just write you poems. I made you a mixtape.
They're hot. They are. Yeah, some of them
that's
are
the only way he can show his love. I made you a playlist on Spotify. Enjoy.
Like, remember, Nick Jonas likes women. Like, he was with Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
He loves a woman.
But he's so small.
I mean, listen, I wouldn't date him.
I don't know. I think that.
He did wish me a happy birthday on the live Grammy telecast that no one saw because Golf Channel was on.
That's right. Cool. That was nice of him.
I told him to do it.
Elena told him
Elena
to do
told
it.
Him to
but
you.
He did it. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to.
Paid on. So happy
never
birthday.
Done that.
Did you record it? Are you going to keep it forever?
Well, I wish I could, but they preempted us with golf, so no one saw me.
Okay, great. What's in
Whoopsies.
The box?
Okay, next.
Callie, don't cry.
Callie, what's the matter, baby?
Go to the bathroom.
She probably does. Come here. Okay. Next question in the box. If I can compete in an Olympic sport, I'd like it to be
curling.
Oh shit! Because so you drink stupid. Beer during it.
You do?
Yeah.
They drink beer while they curl.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Winter Olympics is a really sexy vibe for women, like the downhill skiers.
Oh yeah.
Like our snowboarder.
The snowboarders are so sick.
Yeah.
Actually,
fun fact: Becca wanted all of us to dress like après ski for her night before the wedding party.
Uh huh.
And she was like, "Everyone's this après." How do you say it?
Après-ski.
Yeah, après-ski party. And Jack and I, for months, planned our Lycra onesies, which did look a lot like a downhill skier outfit. It was like head-to-toe Lycra, skin-tight, whatever. Mm-hmm. We were so excited. We were like, we are going to represent. Like, we
it
can't.
Was actually cozy chic.
Oh, it was?
Wasn't it?
No, I thought it was après-ski. Anyway,
no,
we went there. We were the only people dressed
up. Well, it wasn't a costume party. It was just like a vibe.
No. That's why I never ended up wearing mine because mine was like this printed maroon one tight onesie. And I remember getting dressed being like, I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I think I ended up wearing a furry hat and then that was it.
Yeah. Anyway, we tried.
Callie's eating the microphone.
She's trying to talk.
What sport would you do?
Oh, figure skating for sure.
Really? Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
I love the outfits.
You're
love,
so
like,
Nancy Kerrigan.
I'm so Nancy. Why?
I just met the actress that played her in I, Tonya this weekend.
What was her name?
Katie something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Next question.
Oh, Kelsey is hashtag not impressed.
I'm like,
Who's next?
Jack's next.
Callie, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
Callie's not a virgin.
She's not.
I know. I say I can't believe it.
She had a baby.
Dealing with work trolls.
Oof. Oh, God. So many things to say. Becca, why don't you go first?
I haven't really experienced work trolls.
Just say maybe trolls in
just
general.
Just trolls in general.
Because I don't have work trolls either.
Well, it depends what these work trolls are doing. If it's not affecting you and they're just like annoying, ignore it. I also find that when I want to really hate somebody,
I also find that when I'm really in the mood to hate on someone, and I want to fuck somebody's life
I up. Say to myself that everybody is just doing the best that they can mm-hmm. with what they have. And for some people, that's not a lot. And I mean, like, the, you know. So, I don't know. I think you have to use a little more empathy. Because you also can't perpetuate the thinking that this person's a troll, because then everything they do is just going to like compound and you're just going to be like, ah! Mm-hmm. So instead it's like maybe take a deep breath when that person does something. Mm-hmm. If it's affecting you like, you know, completely, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Anyways, you can say to them,
bye, bitch.
Step off.
Yeah.
But if it's just that they're like annoying or like bad at their, like, whatever.
Well, I've done a case study in work trolls, and I will tell you I've done it both ways. The first thing I did in Kelty fashion was I didn't like the conflict, so I went with my tail between my legs, even though I did not do anything wrong to deserve this trolldom in my brain. I did not feel I did. And I went and said, hey, we haven't been our best selves. Let's have a come to Jesus. I'm going to apologize for what I've done to make you feel bad, even though I don't think I'm doing anything. But I'm going to apologize. I'm going to put my tail between my legs. And we had a come to Jesus moment. And then 2 weeks later, it was like back to the same old shit. If you're dealing with a psychopath or a troll, they will never change. The best thing you can do, which I have found out, is to not feed the fire. So you can't talk about them to anyone else. Unless it's your husband, trusted best friend who doesn't work in that building. Like, not even the person at work that's your friend, because that friend's probably backstabbing you by telling the person. They can have zero flame, nothing, gas to go off of and to, like, make the fire worse. They can know nothing. You do not look them in the eye. Do not talk to them. Do not say hi in the hallway. Pretend they don't exist. Ghost them.
Well, that's the only way to deal with
it. Can't do that.
But with any kind of trolls, like if you're dealing with people online or if somebody's mm-hmm. doing something to you in any capacity, engaging never works. Even if you have the best intentions or you're trying to justify something that happened or you're trying to like show your truth, it never, ever works.
Bye, trolls, you bitch.
Kill them with kindness.
Ignore them.
I like killing with kindness.
No.
Makes people really uncomfortable.
Doesn't work.
Not a troll, though.
Like, oh my God, girl, you're so pretty.
No. Not phony, just, you know. Oh, my God. Best bachelorette parties and their themes.
Oh, no.
Do bachelorette parties also have themes now?
I don't know. I've never been to one with a theme.
Honestly, I haven't been to that many bachelorette parties.
I have.
I'm not that fun. I don't think I have that many friends that want me to be at their
wedding. All my friends are still single.
I mean, I think anytime it's like a fun trip that doesn't cost you too much money, that's my favorite theme. My favorite theme is one night only in the town I live in.
Yeah, here's a theme. Don't be a psycho. And also just let everybody do what they want to do.
Yeah. It sucks like when you go to – because I had a bachelorette party. I'm not going to say which city it was because I don't want to like give it away what friend it was. But I went to a really cool city I had never been to. And all she wanted to do is keep going to the same bar every night. Like – for hours and hours and hours.
It's Jack's personal hell.
It is. I'm like, I want to see all the things. I want to do all the activities. It was a super sick city. So, like, if you want to do this one thing or, you know, not experience things, like, don't get mad when people want to.
That sounds like hell.
Go experience the city.
Hand me the box. What's in the box? What's in the box?
Callie's eating the
pizza. Oh, this is such a nice one to end on, you guys.
So nice.
Self-love.
What about it?
Just this is the topic we have to talk about.
Oh.
Cricket.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I had a week, like a full week, where I was finally back in LA, and I was like, oh, I'm so tired of like being on somebody else's schedule, like working and blah, 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 blah. I want to like take advantage of the free time that I have
to do self-love.
Yeah. But here, and so here's what I realized, like halfway through this time, I kept committing to bullshit things for other people. Like, I just kept saying yes to things. And I was in my car one day and I was like, I haven't spent a single moment since I've been back for myself. And so I just, my new for the rest of 2018 is like, I'm not doing anything for anybody else.
That's why I never do anything for anybody else.
My new life motto is, you're out of luck, peeps.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere I don't want to go. I'm not seeing anyone I don't want to see. I'm not doing it.
The power of no.
It's really nice.
It's going to be f***ing great.
Shit you don't want to do.
So does that mean if I ask you to do something and you say yes, that means you really want to do it? Or do you feel because we're in Lady Gang together, you kind of have to?
Well, that's also work.
That's like work. That's so like bullshit, I actually like, have to do that.
Yeah.
But like just stupid shit that I found myself driving all over and committing and being tired. No thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks. Bye.
Not today, Satan.
Not today, Satan.
You friends.
I'd say, okay, so I know everybody is their worst critic in everything in life. I just constantly, like, am thinking about everything that I could be doing better or whatever. And especially when it comes to, like, how I look, I've always had problems with, like, self-image and stuff.
You grew up in L.A.
Yeah, but I being in LA is awesome. You're a four, even if you're pretty. But I've really been trying to look at myself in the mirror and actually look, because I have a weird thing with my face. I don't know what I look like. I have like body dysmorphia.
Yeah, totally.
My face.
I get that.
So I feel like I look like a troll in like every picture I take. And I've been trying to look at myself in the mirror and being like, okay, I like this feature about myself and really thinking about it and starting to believe it. Because usually I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, my eyes are asymmetrical. Oh, my face is going this way. Oh, I have a wrinkle here. And it's really easy to get caught up in like all your flaws. And I'm just trying to not. It's hard, but I think it helps a little bit.
I love that.
At least to be like a little bit proactive.
Self-love. You really are beautiful, though. There's been so many times I'm like, I wish I looked like Jack. Just
what?
FYI. All the time. I think you just have a cool face.
Oh, I feel like I look like a troll. Anyways.
Especially now that your eyebrows are done. It's like
microblading changes everything.
That changed everything.
Yeah. That was like such an insecurity.
They're so good.
Thanks.
Okay. Self-love for me, I don't really know. I'm pretty good at it.
You are. I know.
Yeah, you are.
But I love to be alone and just do my own thing. And I have no problem being super selfish about the time. Like, you're like, oh, I'm saying no to anything I don't want to do. I'm like, that's been me my whole life. Like,
yeah, me too.
I don't go to your party. I don't say yes to things just because I feel like I have to. Like, I just don't go. Like, and everyone knows that about me. That's probably why I don't have any friends. But
that's how I am. Like, I only do things with, like, my five friends.
Here's the thing that pisses me off, though. It's like, I have friends and like some of them can handle it if I just
don't go.
Don't go. And like I've tried to amputate the ones who care. But those are the ones that are the hardest to fucking get rid of.
100%. But I've cut. Yeah.
No, I don't have. Yeah. We're like all adults here
friends.
With our lives.
It's really tough. Like it's like and you don't want to hurt people. So then you're like, I can't be a dick and be, you know, they didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
It's who they are.
But also like everybody can't just assume that you're going to put your life on hold to be at X event or whatever
right.
it is. Like,
well,
I don't know. It's just hard.
I have friends
have
too, who like if you don't reach out for a while, they make like snide comments to like
other haven't heard
friends.
From you in a while.
Yeah. Or like they'll compare
so
with
weird.
Other friends. Have you seen her lately? And if they've seen me, it's like, oh my God. It's just what the fuck?
Sounds toxic.
That sounds it's, like a not good friendship.
Yeah, that
it's
sounds like a
needy.
Bad friend.
It's
like
needy.
Yeah, I don't have needy friends.
Like well, on that note, thank God we're all friends, sort of.
Not really.
Me and Elena.
Nah.
It has to
not
be
even.
My friend.
But when's the last time you and Elena did something for fun as a couple?
We went and got lunch yesterday.
While you were working?
Yeah. But we didn't. Did we talk about work? No, we talked about working and fun and visiting.
Did we talk about work? No, we talked about work.
We do fun things. We've been to like little party things.
Yeah, we go to parties. Sometimes I take her to a party. Like once in like
But your
two
job
years.
Is to go to party.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Elena and I went to go see Larry David once.
Oh, we did.
Are you going to do the tagline or?
Becca's upset.
I was drinking.
Okay.
We're
not
here
for
a good...
Shut up, Jack. I'm an actress. I know my line. We're not here for a long time.
But we're here for a good time.
Oh, that escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.